Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing?
We're doing a long overdue Patreon special.
We sure as fuck are.
Yeah, and I think we're going to delve into something that a lot of people might be interested in because we did talk about some of this on a previous episode, because we didn't have a Q&A really, so we had to go into some other shit.
Yeah, and we wanted to rabbit hole this.
Yeah.
And so guess what? I'm rabbit holing today.
What are we rabbit holing?
The 7 laws of Noah.
Oh, exciting. Yeah, yes. I am very curious about this.
I am so excited and interested, and there's some controversy. Oh, it's good
it's
stuff.
It's good stuff?
You're going to want to hear it.
Okay. Well, if you are not a Patreon member, this is it. This is all you get.
Ooh, it sucks to be you guys. Honestly, you should really sign up because this is a good end.
Yeah, just $2 a month gets you access to these episodes, early access to episodes, and ad-free. So if you hop over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse, you can sign up right now for as low as $2 a month and get the rest of this episode.
And I highly recommend it because this is a good end.
I also highly recommend it. All right, let's go get into the 7 laws of Noah.
Noah.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. Okay, so we are going to talk about the 7 laws of Noah.
Okay.
But I got to ask you a question first.
Sure.
Do you know what Mosaic Law is?
I do not, but I'm assuming it's something to do with Moses.
Right? I had to look it up because I was like, I know what mosaics are.
Right.
Like when you make art out of like stones that
right,
are gathered
yeah.
together
yeah.
or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I kept reading it going, what the fuck is mosaic? Like it didn't dawn on me. But Noah, the seven laws of Noah are also referred to as the Noahide laws or the Noachian laws.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You will hear me refer to the Noahide laws further on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But all of that is the same, the seven laws of Noah.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're a set of
What did this have to do with the Mosaic laws?
We're going to talk about those as well.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what the Mosaic laws are?
The Moses shit.
The Moses shit, yeah.
I mean, that's what I just said.
The Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk about those in a minute, too.
Well, you just kind of left it hanging out there. I was like, you brought it up, and then you just kind of ditched it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, because we have Mosaic versus Noahide.
Okay.
And
so the Ten Commandments versus Noah's laws.
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of versus.
Got it. Okay.
Sometimes versus.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So Noah's laws, the seven ones, they're a set of universal moral laws, which according to the Talmud, were given by God as a covenant with Noah and with the sons of Noah. And the sons of Noah is in quotations.
Okay.
Because that refers to all of humanity.
Right.
So not just like his
kids. Because that was still back when we were talking in grandiose, you know, tribes and peoples and stuff
yes.
like that.
Yeah. And, you know, how we're all supposed to descend from Noah's
right.
people.
Yeah.
So when I refer to Noahide laws, that is a set of rules that applies to all of humanity, not just Jews.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So here are the seven laws. Ready?
I'm ready.
They include 1, prohibitions against worshiping idols. I'm pretty sure that is like one of the Ten Commandments. The
yeah.
first one, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
2 is cursing God, which I think taking
sure,
his name in vain is one
right,
too, right?
Yep, yep.
3 is murder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also
it's in there
one.
Also, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adultery and sexual immorality is 4.
Right. I think that one's in there.
Pretty sure that one's on there.
Yeah.
5, theft.
Right.
I think that's on there.
I believe you're right. Yeah.
6 is eating flesh torn from a living animal.
Okay.
I don't think that's on there.
But like, do they mean, so, I mean, you can cook it though, right? Just like.
It doesn't specify. It just
like
says,
if you cut it away, is it okay? But it's just the tearing action? What is it exactly?
I don't know. It didn't get into that.
Okay. All right.
If you were a Jew, you'd know.
I guess.
I guess.
Maybe.
I don't know. And 7 is the obligation to establish courts of justice.
Wow. That's a law.
Like that's out of nowhere. Right.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It seems a little like early because like mm-hmm. you're talking to Noah. You just killed everybody.
Yeah.
Who are you setting up courts of law for and who's running them? Basically, you're going to what? Judge your own kids or
and
your
their
kids
wives.
Are going to judge you?
Your kids, their wives, and their kids. So you're
right.
Noah's grandsons.
Okay.
And granddaughters.
But you got to have laws.
Courts of law. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I found interesting because remember, that's not one of the Ten Commandments. However, it was Moses's, father-in-law or something that suggested that Moses set up
yeah.
some courts.
Right.
So
right.
it's interesting that this is specifically one of Noah's seven laws, but is not one of Moses's. Sorry. Sometimes I stutter. I can't help it. But I can laugh at myself.
Right,
so.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I just found that very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what those are.
Okay. Okay?
But yeah. Let's talk about that some more.
Okay, sure.
About the differences.
Yeah.
And the what's and the how's.
Right.
Okay. So the Book of Jubilees, it's a book.
It's a book.
Generally dated to the 1st century BCE.
Okay.
It may include a substantially different list of 6 commandments.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
1 is to observe righteousness. 2 is to cover the shame of their flesh, meaning don't be nakies.
Okay.
3 is to bless their creator. 4 is to honor their parents. That was one of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, yeah.
Number five is to love their neighbor. That was another of the Ten Commandments. Yeah.
But not too hard.
No, don't love them too much. And number six is to guard against fornication, uncleanness, and all iniquity.
Okay.
Don't be gross, I guess.
Don't have sex.
Don't say things like pussy.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
So that's a thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. This
I'm
is so cool. Ready?
Yep.
The Noachian and the Mosaic laws. So the Noahide and the Mosaic laws,
right,
though differing in matters of detail, agree in the general matters, and they both existed at the same time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into some shit here.
Got it. Okay.
While the Mosaic law existed in Israel, all the other nations had the Noachian law.
Hmm. Okay.
And the difference was due to geographical diversity, Palestine being different from the other lands, and to national diversity due to differences in ancestry.
Okay.
Because remember we talked about how, like, there were Jews from different nations.
Yeah, yeah.
And how it was really confusing.
Right. And the Moses line is just one sect of Judaism, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they did differ in how they worship and how they do things.
They did, very much. And what one considered idol worship, another considered as going back to their roots.
Right, right.
So this gets into that more.
Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Some rabbis argued that after the giving of the Torah, the Jewish people were no longer included in the category of the sons of Noah.
Hmm. Okay.
So it was like they say that like Moses' law, the Torah, superseded.
All.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That it kind of like how Christians say that the New Testament and Jesus supersedes all.
Got it. Got
so
it.
It's like every time there's a new thing added, whoever goes along with the new stuff decides that the old stuff no longer applies.
I feel like religions like to throw shit out all the time. They're like,
they
you
do.
Know what? This shit didn't work. And let's start over again.
Yep. And they say that it's a new pact.
Sure.
With the new entity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure. You guys go with that.
Well, I mean, that's what the Mosaic people are saying. And that's what the Christians are saying.
Right.
We have a new deal with God now.
No, I know. I know. I get it. But like, why did it take God so long to, I mean, God's
to
supposed to be
deals.
God, right?
Why is he making new deals
yeah,
all the time?
Yeah, why has he got to make new deals? Why wasn't the original deal the best deal?
I thought he was forever.
Right?
I thought he never changed his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
That it's the people that changed.
No, I got it. I got
okay.
it. Yep.
So do you remember when, actually during our last Q&A, I talked about Maimonides?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. He was a Jewish early historian.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Scholar,
yeah.
Rabbi, person that studied this stuff.
Right.
Like, he is somebody that we quote often at this point.
Right.
Okay.
I gotcha.
So, Maimonides indicates that the seven commandments are also part of the Torah. So he's like, you noobs that are trying to say that
it's just Mosaic law?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, no, absolutely not.
Right. We got to go by it all.
Noah is in the Torah. And the things that God said to Noah are in the Torah. Therefore, it's part of the fucking Torah.
Right.
You dumbasses.
Right.
Sorry if that's offensive to anybody. I'm just trying to summarize what he's saying.
Right. No, I got you.
Okay. Most medieval Jewish authorities consider that all the seven commandments were given to Adam.
Oh, okay.
So
Adam
would,
knew all the seven commandments then, I guess.
So that would.
Including the set of courts?
I have no idea.
Okay. Again,
I don't know.
Seems like the wrong crowd to tell that to, but hey.
Right.
Or lack of crowd to
right.
tell that to.
Yeah.
But like, whatever.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the research says.
I know if you told me 20 years ago to set of courts and it was just me and you.
Yeah.
Before, like, you know.
What's a court and why?
Right. Like, what's. Yeah.
Who's going to be the jury of our fucking peers?
Right.
I don't.
Yeah,
understand.
This doesn't make any sense.
Right. I found you not guilty,
right?
Husband.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I found you not guilty as well.
Oh, thank goodness.
Good. Go us.
Woohoo! We're not
yeah.
guilty.
All right.
According to many views, the seven laws originally given to Noah were given yet again through Moses at Sinai. So,
oh.
you know, it's the same basic rules, right?
Sure, sure.
And it's exclusively through the giving of the Torah that the seven laws derive their current force. So we've got Maimonides who's saying, yeah, they're the same fucking thing. The new stuff is just reinforcing the old. But then we've got other people that are like, no, no, no. The new supersedes the old. Out with the old and with the new.
Now, I have a question. What? Where did the seven laws come from? I don't recall reading about them in the Bible.
They weren't like, and here are seven laws. But they, okay. they were things that were listed. They were... It wasn't like a specific number one is, number two is, number okay. like it was in paragraph form, okay. not bulleted list form.
Got it. Got
so
it.
This is nothing new. Like they're not pulling this out of their ass. This okay. was stuff that we read, but it was way back, you know.
Okay. All right.
When God was talking to Noah, and we don't.
Well, I would assume in the complementing books of the Torah in Judaism, there probably is a lot more. Going over these things,
oh,
too.
Oh, goodness, yes. And yeah. I'll talk about that a little bit, too. But okay. but what I'm saying here, though, is that there's a schism.
Got it.
Okay? There's people that are like, these are different. And there's other people that are like, but they're not, though.
Right, right.
Okay? What has changed with the giving of the Torah is that now it is the duty of the Jewish people to bring the rest of the world to fulfill the seven laws of Noah.
Okay.
Is what the people that are like... It's kind of the same. The okay. only difference is that now it's up to us to like be like Christians and fucking proselytize.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So according to some scholars, Jewish theologians started to rethink the relevance and applicability of the seven laws of Noah during the Middle Ages.
Okay.
So this was like something that was carried through all the way to the fucking Middle Ages.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Primarily due to the precarious living conditions of the Jewish people under the medieval Christian kingdoms and the Islamic world.
Mm.
Because both Christians and Muslims recognized the patriarch Abraham as the unifying figure of the Abrahamic tradition.
Okay.
Alongside the monotheistic conception of God.
Right.
So they're like talking about Abraham, and so Jews are trying to like renegotiate where they fit into all of this.
Okay.
Now that these new things are coming and they're getting away from the old, right?
And not only that, but they're being ruled over by these people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So that further created schism, even within the Jewish community itself, as, you know, different Jewish sects could not decide what was important and what wasn't.
Right.
Jewish theology came to include concepts and frameworks that would permit certain types of non-Jews to be recognized as righteous and deserving of life in the hereafter due to the Noahide laws.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. But you can only reach a certain level of,
yes,
you know,
yes,
of heaven, whatever thing.
Right. And that gets into more of what we were talking about last
right,
time.
Right.
And that's what they were referring to.
I've heard seventh heaven before,
mm-hmm.
like many times. That's, it just occurred to me. Like
that's what
thing.
That is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It just dawned on me just now.
Yeah. Seventh heaven.
I don't know why that just took that long to happen, but it did.
And I think that's where like cloud nine comes from.
Right.
As well.
Those are the special ones.
Yeah. the glory ones.
Right. Yeah.
The glory hole. One might say there are two Torahs. One for Jews and the other for the Gentile, quote, children of Noah.
Okay.
So there's the Torah that, like, people that are born into Judaism, of Judaism, from Judaism, they read the Torah one way.
Yeah.
And even if somebody comes into Judaism and converts or whatever, the whole Torah is not necessarily for them.
Got like, it.
They're going to have different rules and interpretations.
Got it.
Because no matter how hard they convert, they're still just...
culturally different.
They're still Gentiles.
Sure.
Even though they're Jewish now, they're Jewish Gentiles.
Got it. Got it.
So theoretically, the Noahide law should be universal, but its prohibitions against blasphemy and idolatry mean that in practice, it only really applied to non-idolatrous theists.
Got it.
Okay.
Which did not include all,
right?
You know, Jewish
exactly
because there were some Jewish denominations mm-hmm. that did worship
and
idols.
That's why this was specified.
Got it. Okay.
So
yeah,
I just found it so like in our minds, Americans who don't know a lot about the Jewish community as a whole, right?
Yeah.
in our minds, if you say Jewish, there's a monolith. Jewish is Jewish and everybody else is not Jewish.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so in reading this now, we're finding out, oh, shit, it's no.
Very diverse and yeah. Multifaceted.
So. Yes, very. And they had many different ways of worshiping and applying laws and
right.
Even agreeing on what the laws were.
Yeah.
Much as Christians today do.
Right.
So I found that so interesting.
Yeah.
So therefore, Jews normally considered Christians and or Muslims when discussing this concept.
Okay.
Because are they being idolatrous or aren't they?
Right.
Who could know?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So to reiterate, according to the Talmud, the Noahide laws apply to all of humanity. Okay?
Okay.
Not just Jews.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Talmud also states, righteous people of all nations have a share in the world to come. So remember, there was a place for, well, you're not Jewish, but you're still a really good person.
Right, right, right.
So you get a little piece of the world to come, heaven, yeah, yeah. Paradise.
No, and I mean, as far as religions go, I kind of like that idea.
I do too. So. I do too. Like, we're going to have our special club and we get to be closer to God, but you still get to come to the Garden of Eden. So, you know, yay you.
But, and I think I said this in the last episode, but like, that was always one of my major hangups is that how can the, you know, unfound tribes that live in the Amazon mm-hmm. know that
there's all these different
right.
religions and they get punished. They get just God yeah. decided that they're ass out based yeah, on
it's
geography.
Bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe in God, but
no.
but that was if you're going
the
to
logic,
assume
though,
a God, then how yeah. does that make any fucking sense?
Right. That was always my question. How does that apply to those people?
Right.
It doesn't fucking make sense. Like, your religion on its head doesn't make sense.
Right.
Explain that to me.
Yeah.
Make it make sense. The math ain't mathin'.
Right, right.
Talmudic sages expanded the concept of universal morality within the Noahide laws and added several other laws beyond the seven listed in the Talmud, such as.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So these are sages such as Maimonides, only this is later on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So they had prohibitions against committing incest. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Prohibitions against cruelty to animals.
That's nice.
A good one.
Like
that's
that.
A good one.
Yeah.
Prohibitions against pairing animals of different species. Remember when, well, the next one, let me read the next one and then I'll
okay.
say what I was going to
sure.
say.
Yeah.
Prohibitions against grafting trees of different kinds.
That one, why?
Okay. Well, do you remember when... Moses sent his dudes into, I forget what land it was, but it was
and they
like,
couldn't kill the trees.
And they were supposed to like leave the trees alone.
Right.
Don't knock over the trees and leave them
yeah,
safe
yeah.
and sacred.
Right.
That's what that's alluding to.
But if the, okay. So, but grafting a tree, two different trees together can create hybrid trees that create different fruits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why that's not a.
Because God created animals and plants exactly perfect as they are.
Ah, okay.
And to combine them is blasphemous because you're insulting God and saying that you know better than you're playing God.
But nature does this on its own sometimes. So.
It does. This is a very anti-science stance,
okay.
obviously.
Right, yeah.
But it does make sense, though, is what I'm saying, that they would think this.
Okay.
It makes sense that this would be a rule because they kind of alluded to this when they were talking
but
about.
It's shit like, again, it's shit like this from the Middle Ages and the, you know, early times.
And the Bible Ages.
That make no fucking sense.
Right.
And in a scientific world that we live in now,
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to believe that these things were God telling people to do this, essentially.
Right.
So it just, it does not help bolster their case.
No, it doesn't.
It's really not good.
Right.
For them.
I have a few more
okay.
prohibitions.
Yeah.
Okay. There were prohibitions against castration, emasculation, homosexuality, pederasty, which I don't know what that is.
You didn't look it up?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to guess it's pedo stuff.
How do you spell that?
P-E-D-E-R-A-S-T-Y.
Okay.
Pederasty.
Sexual activity involving a man and a boy or youth.
See, so
right, yeah,
being don't be a pedo. I
yep.
can get down with that, but
right.
keep your castration, emasculation, and homosexuality. Like, fuck you.
So they're going like full-on evangelical Christian here,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then sorcery was another one.
Yeah, I hate it when people use sorcery. That shit's never good.
Don't be doing magic. Yeah, that's only God.
You know what?
That's
a rule in this house. We can't use any sorcery in this house, actually.
I mean, if I could, I would. Some sages went so far as to make a list of 30 laws. So the ones that I named were just 9 that were not. That are separate from...
It sounds
from,
to me like they just made lists of shit that they didn't want people to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, this to me is bad, so
me no
don't
likey.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So then we get to the or else what, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I always love me a good or else.
You got to have an or else, right?
Right. Like, that's my first question when somebody's like, oh, you can't walk on the grass. And I'm always like, or else.
Right.
Because if the or else is somebody will be real mad, that's just not...
Not a very good.
That's not a good enough or else. Right, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know, if I need to get to a gate and somebody's lawn is in my way, I'm not going to on purpose trample their grass, but I'm also going to ignore the signs if I need to go there. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably a bad example, but I'm just saying, like, there are times when rules are stupid and don't apply.
Right. That's more of a request from a neighbor.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if it was a, let's just say it was a park and it says don't walk on grass.
Yeah.
That's a little, you're not hurting an individual at that point. So,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But there might be good reasons still. They might be seeding the grass.
Okay.
Or they might be doing something.
I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, I don't believe in rules just for the sake of following rules.
No, I get you.
And I don't believe in bullshit rules.
But I don't personally believe in breaking rules just to break rules.
No, and I don't, and I wouldn't, but I'm not going to follow one blindly.
Right, right.
Like, if you're sitting at a red light for 20 minutes and you're in the country and you can see in every direction like 20 miles.
And it's obviously broken or something.
Yeah, you've been sitting there for 20 fucking minutes and there's no cars. Like, if
just
you
go.
Were a rule follower, you would sit there for the next half hour.
Right.
And I know people who would do that.
I've definitely gone through railroad tracks where the things have been down before because it was just broken.
See, now that one scares me, and I just always assume there's a magic train that I can't see. Like, I don't know. Like, I've just seen so many railroad accidents that I'm just like,
I mean,
so
it's
scared.
Not like I zoom through it. I'm like looking both ways.
And you're,
making
you're
sure.
Waiting. This is after you've waited 10 minutes
and
no train has come.
For sure.
Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know about that one because I'm scared of trains. So that's probably not a good example for me.
Right, right.
Okay, so in practice, Jewish law makes it very difficult to apply the death penalty.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like
okay.
that.
And no record exists.
But wait, but they did stone psychics.
Mm, they did.
Remember?
They did.
I mean, mm-hmm. and other...
Well, that was a rule. Did they do it, though?
Well, yeah, they talked about it.
Did they?
Yeah, there was a couple times where they stoned somebody that was like psychic or something like that.
Oh, I don't recall.
And they still, like, if you go, apparently, like, if you go to Israel today, in these days, there's like people that you can, I don't know, there's like symbolic stonings that they do and stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's like Shirley Jackson's short story, The Lottery. Oh. Like, I've met more people who haven't read that story, and it really disturbs me.
Yeah.
So, highly recommend y'all read that story. It's creepy as fuck.
Right.
Anyway, no record exists of a Gentile having been put to death for violating the 7 Noahide laws.
Mm. Okay.
So, that one doesn't include sorcery.
Got it.
This is just the Noahide laws.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the categories of capital punishment recorded in the Talmud are recorded as having never been carried out.
Huh.
So
they
you
didn't
might be
like
wrong.
Killing. They didn't like killing people.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, it was.
But I could have sworn in the Bible there was.
I thought that
in
they,
the OT in the OT there were some instances of them stoning people.
I thought that they talked about it.
I think it did happen.
Okay, I'll believe you.
I could be wrong.
I'll believe you.
I could be wrong
because my memory is shitty. So
right.
I'm gonna believe you.
Okay.
The Talmud lists the punishment for blaspheming the ineffable name of God as death. And I just have to point out for a minute, the ineffable anything is hilarious if you've seen or read Good Omens
right.
by Neil Gaiman.
Yeah.
Because they talk about the ineffable plan, God's ineffable plan.
Right, right.
Yeah. If you haven't read the book, you should definitely read it. It's by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, recently deceased. It's an excellent book. If you have not seen the series, I recommend that you go watch it immediately. It is so fucking good.
Right.
So good.
Yeah.
We've seen it multiple times. It's our kiddo's favorite and highly recommend.
Yeah.
Anyways, one source indicates that for Noah Hyde's convicted of a capital crime, the only sink. Oh, don't forget, Noah Hyde's doesn't refer to the Jews per se. It refers to all of humanity.
Right.
So that may be the breakdown there.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So one source indicates that for Noah Hyde's convicted of a capital crime, the only sanctioned method of execution is decapitation, considered one of the lightest capital punishments. I consider that light. Do you?
Yeah. Definitely.
Decapitation, definitely really getting your light. Head chopped off?
Yeah. I mean, it lightens your load.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Just an FYI, Achan, and he was stoned to death for stealing the spoils of the fall of Jericho.
Achan,
that's right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But there, I think there were other people too, based on what I was reading.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
People were stoned to death.
Okay, but these were Jews, though.
Right.
But we're talking about Noahides.
Okay. See, I see. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I wasn't following.
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
That's why I made that correction.
I'm dumb.
You are dumb. Other sources. You're not dumb. I love you. Okay. Other sources state that the execution is to be by stoning if he has intercourse with a Jewish betrothed woman, or by strangulation, Jesus. If the Jewish woman has completed the marriage ceremonies, but has not yet consummated the marriage. Okay?
Okay.
You that has get her.
That
get
has
her.
To be very few and far between that happened, you know? Mm-hmm. But I mean, obviously, somebody got pissed off because it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So.
In Jewish law, the only form of blasphemy that is punishable by death is blaspheming the ineffable name of God.
I'm right, yeah, yeah. No, right.
Yeah. Some Talmudic rabbis held that only those offenses for which a Jew would be executed are forbidden to Gentiles.
So
they're like, if it's bad enough that we would execute our own, y'all know you shouldn't be doing that shit.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
The Talmudic rabbis discuss which offenses and sub-offenses are capital offenses and which are merely forbidden.
Yeah.
Still today.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there are lists and sub-lists and sub-sub-lists and categories and sub-categories and sub-sub-categories. And it goes, turtles down forever.
Okay? Gotcha. Yeah.
Maimonides, you look like you were going to say something.
Yeah, no, an interesting little side note. I just was curious when you were saying that, but Israel actually abolished the death penalty for murder in 1954.
Huh.
It stays on the law books for exceptional offenses, like crimes relating to the Holocaust and genocide, treason, but they don't generally use it, it looks like.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
So in that sense, they're ahead of the U.S.
Right. Nice. Yeah, but they even murder does not get the death penalty in Israel.
Interesting.
So.
Maimonides states that anyone who does not accept the seven laws is to be executed, period.
Okay. Yeah.
As God compelled the world to follow these laws.
Right.
Now, up until what I'm about to say, I thought Maimonides was kind of cool for a sage, for an old when guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he was very firmly anti-abortion, even way back then.
Got it.
He Which considered is it homicide.
Actually kind of against the...
Talmud.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, he considered it homicide and he was mistaken.
Well, he can piss off.
He sure as fuck can.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out apropos of nothing.
Right.
However, for the other prohibitions, such as the grafting of cheese and bestiality and, you know, you can fuck a cow or whatever, he holds that the sons of Noah are not to be executed.
Okay.
So. Fuck a cow, fine, but don't you dare fuck your boyfriend if you're a boy.
Right? Yeah.
You could get killed, stoned, murdered if you're a homo, but not if you fuck a cow.
Right.
That is the most ridiculous bullshit I've ever heard.
Let's just not kill people.
Let's just not kill people.
Like, in general.
And also, let's let people fuck whom they want to fuck consensually.
Right.
Informed consent.
Yeah.
Let's just not worry about who each other is fucking all the time.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about people's genitals.
Right. I'm not either.
Let's not worry about how people want to identify as a gender.
Right.
Let's
totally
just not.
Agree.
Which, speaking of which, we have been making a concerted effort, husband and I, to really try hard not to assume genders, like on Twitter.
Yeah.
And to just refer to people as they, them.
I don't always succeed.
I don't either.
I've been trying.
But I just thought this was like a really good place to insert that, that y'all should do that too.
Right. I think that the world needs to head to a more gender neutral way of just discussing things in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know who you're talking to and you don't know what's going to offend a person. If we just refer to people in general as they, them,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, in non-gender
terms, yeah,
then we're going to be much better off with regard to respecting people.
Well, let's be honest. There's honestly no reason, none, that we need to gender somebody just in general conversation.
Right.
Whether somebody is a guy or a girl, whether somebody has a vagina, a penis, or some other thing on the spectrum, that honestly has no bearing on just a basic conversation.
Yeah. And it's been hard for me to do.
It's been hard for me too.
Because I've got years of untraining to do.
Yes.
But I am making an effort. So
I am too. I just, like I said, wanted to put this out there that we're trying. Y'all should try too. It's just the right thing to do. Grow, learn, be better, do better.
Yeah.
Know better, learn better.
Yeah.
And yeah. So anyway, this universalism that Maimonides offered up is lacking from earlier Jewish sources. So earlier Jewish sources were not like, you know, obey these or die or whatever.
Right.
Like he laid down the blanket, but earlier sources, not so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Talmud differs from Maimonides in that it considers the seven laws enforceable by Jewish authorities on non-Jews living within a Jewish nation.
Okay.
So if you choose to live in that Jewish nation, you've got to follow their rules.
Got it.
I mean, that really goes for any land, anywhere.
Right.
Even going into somebody else's house, you should follow their rules.
For the most part, they're mostly just laws. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, like you can't really know the heart of somebody. So aside from the ones that are based on worshiping God,
right,
the rest of it's just laws that they create.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. According to some opinions, punishment is the same whether the individual transgresses with knowledge of the law or is ignorant of the law.
Gotcha.
Which, I mean, ignorance of the law, no excuse, we hold here in America.
Right, right.
And I'm not sure I agree with that, although I know that there's a lot of people who would be like, I didn't know, even though they did.
I suppose it depends on what it is, you know?
There
are definitely, like, you know, when you speed in a place where you've never been before.
Yeah.
It might be because you legitimately missed that one sign that,
yeah,
you know, said, hey, slow down.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that you should get out of a ticket for not seeing it. You know, you should be paying attention.
Right.
But at the same time, if it was if the cop was cool and knew, hey, there's only one sign and,
right,
you know, it's around that whatever, it's kind of behind that tree over there, you know, they could be cool and just say, yeah, here's a warning, you know, don't do it again. Now, you know,
blah, I blah. Actually had that happen to me one time.
Really?
I was going to pick up our kid from their dad's house where they used to live.
Yeah.
And it's in an area that's near a school. And I didn't realize it because,
yeah,
I'm not from that area. I don't know anything about those roads.
Right.
And there is one sign that says 25.
Yeah.
And it is hidden by trees.
Right.
And I was tooling along. Like, I wasn't going fast. I was going 35, which is what the roads had been up to that point.
Right, right.
And he pulled me over and I was like, oh my God. Because I was like already a couple minutes
right,
late to picking up the kid. And I'm like real close to their house. And I'm like, just great. They're going to see me being pulled over by the police. Jesus,
yeah,
Christ, help me.
Right.
And the guy was like so nice when I was like, oh, I'm not from here. I don't know.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to pick up my kid. And they live like that road up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he gave me the warning. It was very nice.
Well, that's good.
But having said that, just recently, this was like, I don't know, 10 years ago that happened.
Yeah.
And okay, just recently, in our new neighborhood where we live, there's a road that is 35 that I swear to God, I thought it was 45.
Oh, I know.
Shut up.
I know you do.
So I was going 47 in a 35 and they have
cameras
mm-hmm, and I got busted.
Yes, you did.
But again, I wasn't trying to speed.
No,
so
I know.
know. But I mean, ignorance is no excuse.
Right.
I was speeding.
Yeah.
I hate that road though. I hate it because it should be by all rights 45.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 45 area.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
So anyways, I don't know how we got off on speeding tickets.
Right, yeah.
Ignorance of the law, that's how.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen to this. During biblical times, a Gentile living in the land of Israel who did not want to convert to Judaism, but who accepted the seven laws of Noah as binding upon himself, was granted the legal status of resident alien, who is therefore commonly deemed a righteous Gentile and is assured of a place in the world to come.
Yeah.
And that there gets back into your just be a good person and
yeah.
be I.
Yeah.
Maimonides held that Gentiles may have a part in the world to come just by observing the seven laws of Noah and accepting them as divinely revealed to Moses.
But you had to accept them.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the part where it comes down to that's a little bit more forceful.
Yeah. That's a little bit getting in my heart and shit.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you don't believe in that religion.
Like, if I believed in that, I would convert to that stupid.
Right, right, yeah.
The fact that I haven't says something.
Right. Like, okay, I'll sign the fucking paper, I believe. Yeah, okay,
totally
great.
Believe. There get off me. According to Maimonides, such non-Jews achieve the status of, quote, pious people of the world and are different from those which solely keep the Noahide laws out of moral or ethical reasoning alone.
Okay.
So he's addressing what we just said.
Right.
So basically he's like, you can sign the paper all you want, but God knows your heart.
Right,
and
right.
You know where you're going to go based on how you behave and what you believe.
Sure.
And I'm like, exactly. Historically, some more contemporary rabbinic opinions consider non-Jews not only not obliged to adhere to all the remaining laws of the Torah, but is actually forbidden from observing them.
Okay.
Because you're not Jewish.
Yeah, no,
stop
I get it.
Stop trying to be Jewish over there, non-Jew.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm stopping it.
Okay.
Done.
I don't know what the other
although
ones were.
Although some of those were common sense things, so.
Yeah, don't steal. Whatever. Could I please not steal? Some modern views hold that penalties are a detail of the Noahide laws, and that Noahides themselves must determine the details of their own laws for themselves, which
sure.
we do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yep.
Right.
And in recent years, the term Noahide has come to refer to non-Jews who strive to live in accord with the seven Noahide laws.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there you have it.
I would like to meet one of those people.
Right?
Like, show me a Noahide. I want to see that person.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand that in this day and age.
Right.
Like, you don't have to, like, why would you follow, I don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't
like,
get
it. How are you basically living the Jewish life but not being Jewish?
Right. It's weird to me. So.
But I mean, maybe as somebody who is married to a Jewish person who is practicing.
Okay.
And the spouse doesn't want to convert but says, I will follow the rules.
Okay. All right.
I mean, the rules are not that hard to follow, generally speaking.
I can get on board with that a little bit.
They would probably be considered a Noahide.
Right.
You're not a Jew, clearly.
But I bet they don't consider themselves a Noahide.
But whether they do or not is irrelevant. They are.
Right, right.
If you follow the seven rules of Noah,
no, I get it.
It doesn't matter what you call yourself. That's what you are.
Right, right.
So.
Okay.
I mean, for that matter, really, the seven rules, I mean, we kind of follow
them.
Yeah,
for the most part, we follow them.
I mean, not like hardcore.
I have to read them again real quick.
Okay,
but I
let's
mean,
go back up and, and redo them.
Yeah.
Don't worship idols.
Don't do that. Yep.
Don't curse God.
We fail on that one.
We fail.
Yeah.
Don't murder.
I don't murder.
Don't be adulterous.
I'm not adulterous.
Don't engage in sexual immorality.
I don't engage in sexual immorality.
I mean, I used to before I was married.
Yeah.
Don't be a thief.
I am not. Well,
I mean, pens from work.
Yeah, I was
you
say,
stole a whole bunch of toilet paper from work.
I did.
During the pandemic.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't really
We're
say
thieves.
That. I'm a thief.
Don't eat flesh torn from a living animal.
I don't know what that means exactly. So I'd have to know more about that law.
And we're definitely
meat
eaters.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And you're obligated to establish courts of justice. I don't think. I don't think that we're obligated to establish them, but we do live by them and respect them.
Yeah. So we'll say we get that
one. We get that one.
But we failed on a couple of them at least. We did. Maybe three.
Yeah. So we're not Noahides.
We're definitely not Noahides.
We are not Noahides, y'all.
All right. Well, that's settled. Okay. So that was the seven laws of Noah.
It sure as fuck was.
And now we know.
Yep. And another episode we might do eventually for Patreon will be the various compartments of heaven and hell. And
I'm looking forward to that.
Same, same.
Yeah. All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And we're getting ready to do our book club right now.
Yes. But having said that, I would like each of you to tell me, are you a Noahide?
Yeah. Which ones do you and do you not adhere to?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love to hear back.
I'll see if I could talk husband into listing the seven laws of Noah so that, you know, you can not have to listen to this.
In the comment. Okay.
Yeah. In the Patreon.
Sure.
Area. Okay. Yeah, we'll however that works.
We can do that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So just look in the comments. It should be down there. We'll list them off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just let us know which ones you hit and which ones you don't.
I'm very eager to know if any of you are murderers, ?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
Right.
Let's get on out of here.
Okie dokie.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.